Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. You can find us on the internet at equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, it is great to be in studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. I thought today I wanted to talk about a storm with two guests today who have dubbed this not just a storm, but the perfect storm. It is the coalescing of factors that has caused an incredible impact in our culture that we are so often unaware of. Joining me to talk about this, Don Simmons. He's the CEO and chairman of Crossroads Television in Canada. And Jerry Johnston, who's the executive director of Crossroads USA. When I was in Canada on Crossroads Television, Don shared this story with me. It captivated me, and I wanted you to hear it as well. We're going to discuss four factors creating the perfect storm. Good to have both of you with us.
Good to be here, Hank.
Thank you, Hank.
Don, I remember sitting at lunch when you shared with me these four factors leading to the perfect storm, the first of which was diluted values, the second, failing faith foundations. Then you talked about media dominance, and then you talked about the personalization of technology. I want you to cash that out for us, beginning with diluted values.
Yes, now we're in the media side of things, Hank, as you've said, and what's really driving all of our activities at the moment is how we see the culture and the needs within the culture. And this first storm of diluted values is really a storm that really you get very little disagreement with. If you could measure some kind of quotient on people's joy or happiness, or you could have a quotient that measures relationships, or a quotient that measures morality, those graphs would be heading down. And we know through measurement, through polling, through surveys, reputable surveys, that the acceptability of certain moral behaviors are creating an environment of deteriorating values, diluted values. And it's especially pertinent for young people as they're transitioning from children to adults. They come into this interesting context where they don't know right from wrong, and there's lots of models that are suggesting that confusion. We know, for example, that almost 7 out of 10 people in society find it morally acceptable to divorce. We find that 6 out of 10 find it morally acceptable to have sex between an unmarried man and woman. 4 out of 10 people find it morally acceptable to have an abortion. And shockingly, 15% of people now find it morally acceptable even to take one's own life. So I call this the door ajar problem. As we're trying to teach a young generation on what is right and wrong, the door of diluted values is wide open.
It's not just diluted values. You're talking about failing faith foundations.
Yes, and in fact, you know, it's not the first generation of diluted values. If we go back in history, we find different eras, different cultures with this swinging values. But, you know, with the context we have now, unfortunately, the second storm really suggests that we haven't put underneath our young people the type of faith foundations that would be required to actually face the storms that we've handed to them. And it's the combination of those storms that is a concern. In other words, if there's a cultural storm of diluted values, and young people had a foundation of faith, they would recognize what was right and wrong and be able to withstand that. Without the foundations underneath them, then they effectively become casualties of the incorrect thinking that permeates the culture, and it's the two together. It's interesting because we launched a study in Canada, which actually followed soon after a study that the Barna Group had completed, where both actually studied Christian young people that regularly attended church, but measured what occurred in their lives between the age of 18 and 30. And as you know, David Kinnaman, the CEO of Barna, actually called a book which showed the results of that study, You Lost Me, representing this rather disappointing conclusion where the church itself and matters of faith really didn't impact young people so that they made it their life choice. In Canada, we've called the study Hemorrhaging Faith, which is a very ominous sort of a descriptor for the fact that the survey shows us that only 1 in 4 of young people that believed in God when they were teens went regularly to church between the age of 18 and 34. Only 1 in 4 continue to pursue faith as their choice in their life. And so now there are some that are undecided, but there are also a lot that are turning to atheism, as a matter of fact, as a result of things that have come into their life during their young adult years. So it's this concern over a lack of foundation hitting a context of diluted values that is really messing a lot of young people up.
So in other words, what you're saying is there isn't the infrastructure to withstand not only the storm of diluted values, but also the storm that you have designated by the moniker media dominance.
Yes, and now we come to the third storm. And this media dominance really has two aspects to it. One are the messages of the media, and the other aspect is the volume of media. So if it was the volume of media that our culture is consuming and the messages were positive, then one could accept that. But the messages are so destructive and negative and are in such volume. My goodness, young people now consume on average 7.5 hours per day of media. Canadian families use the internet more than watched TV, but the amount of television they watched increased. So when you sum up those two categories of media consumption, it's just such a dominating influence in the lives of most people in the culture, but especially young people. So you have this context of diluted values with a, for whatever reason, a weakened faith foundation under even the young people that we produce in our churches. And then at the same time, they're enveloped with this dominating media that just pounds them with messages that are not the truth that we believe.
And as in every storm, there is a silver lining. We'll get to that in just a moment. But touch on, if you will, this fourth storm, which has to do with the whole concept of the personalization of technology. This, to me, is not only the greatest of the storms, but it seems to me to provide the greatest of opportunities, which I want to talk about after the break. But right now, talk about that storm and the significance for families, for Christianity in general.
Yes. Now, I come from the technology world, Hank. You know, we made our living in high technology businesses, primarily in wireless up in Canada. And so, you know, technology advances are not normally all that surprising. In fact, we've been able to spot those trends and take advantage of them. But this personalizing of technology is a fairly new storm. We have not yet seen in any way the full ramifications of this. And it's largely driven by the fact that most people now can, in their own hands, hold all of the horsepower that they would need, which operates on their iPhone or whatever form of personal communicator they use. And it is so personalizing life that all of these negative influences go direct to the ears and direct to the eyes of our young people. All of this horsepower is in the hands of very young people that can access all of what the internet has to offer. One of our producers was talking to some church young people about their habits in terms of looking at pornography. And the young people said, "What do you keep asking us about this for? We watch it all the time, on the bus. We trade it around at school. And it is just so accessible that there's almost not even a reference that might be a harmful activity for them."
Talking to Don Simmons, and we're going to bring Jerry Johnston into the conversation in just a few moments. We are coming to a station break. On the other side of the break, I want to talk about the silver lining in the storm, because on the one hand, the personalization of technology is a blight. On the other, it is a blessing. Be back in just a few moments with more.
Has Jesus Christ returned to earth as a woman? Eastern Lightning, also called the Church of Almighty God, claims a Chinese woman is the reincarnated Christ, Almighty God, and the fulfillment of Jesus' Olivet Discourse. This cult is doctrinally deviant and socially subversive. It masquerades as a persecuted Christian movement while exploiting Western sympathy to spread its destructive dogmas. Don't miss the special issue of the Christian Research Journal exposing the treacherous teachings and practices of Eastern Lightning. To receive your copy, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping, life-changing outreaches. That's 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will return in just a few moments. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition is the comprehensive collection of the most often asked questions Hank Hanegraaff has received throughout his four decades as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. With more than 500,000 copies already in print, this newly revised and expanded Collector's Edition helps seekers and skeptics alike sort through the truth on topics such as reliability of the Bible, religions and cults, the resurrection and afterlife, and many more issues vital to a better understanding of God in Christ and our relationship to Him. To receive your copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Expanded, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org.
Truth Matters, Life Matters More details Hank Hanegraaff's personal pilgrimage from his long defense of truth to his discovery that life matters more. Essentially two books in one, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. Part 2 explains why truth is necessary, but hardly sufficient. That the map is not the territory, the menu is not the meal. We are created to experience life to the full through union with God in Christ. Is there more to the Christian life than what you are experiencing? Truth Matters, Life Matters More unveils the unexpected beauty of an authentic Christian life. To receive Truth Matters, Life Matters More for yourself or as a terrific gift to a friend or loved one, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us online at equip.org.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Talking to Don Simmons, CEO and chairman of Crossroads Television in Canada, and Jerry Johnston, who's the executive director of Crossroads USA, who we're going to bring into the conversation in just a moment about the perfect storm. Four factors all related to technology in one way or another that have formed, as it were, the perfect, in fact, a deadly storm. But in that storm, as always, there is a silver lining. And that silver lining is that we either harness technology for the good of the gospel, or we lose Western civilization. So we're not talking about a small issue here. We're talking about Western civilization built on the DNA of a biblical worldview. It hangs in the balance. Is that too strong, or is that a fair statement, Jerry?
It's absolutely fair. And I think that's why we as believers, and listening to Don Simmons, this clarion call from Crossroads Christian Communications based in Toronto, there is an unprecedented opportunity for the church today. This technology can be harnessed by the church for evangelism and for doing, Hank, what you do so well, teaching the fundamentals of the faith so that we don't have this massive fallout of 3 out of every 4 people who become indoctrinated because of the truth that you present, that Crossroads presents. That's why we're here, and that's why we share a common bond together.
You said something, Don, that was riveting to me when we were talking about the perfect storm. You said this happened on my watch, and therefore you're saying that we bear some culpability for this perfect storm.
Well, when we think of the four storms we've just described, although there's this inclination in the human heart to go against God's ways, most of what we've just talked about in terms of the value deterioration and the media dominance and not putting the right foundation, it's really happened in the last 30 years or so. And during that time, I've been a Christian father, pretty dedicated father, a businessman who believes in exercising my faith in the marketplace, and actually a Christian leader of various ministries. And so, yes, without trying to sugarcoat it, this has been on my watch. The last 30 years is when this perfect storm has been brewing. And in fact, being in the wireless industry, we've actually created the infrastructure for a lot of these messages to be communicated. I should say also, Hank, that this has become very personal to me, because I'm a hockey coach in our small community at the high school. And we only have one high school in our town, so you can imagine with a group of Canadians, hockey's big. And the high school team is quite a special aspect of a community. And earlier this year, one of my hockey players took his own life. And as we've unpacked that, by the way, our motto is to win at hockey and win at life. So imagine being a coach who carries that motto, and for 20 years have coached hockey in my community, and instead of helping win at life, one of my players took his life. And it's probably that experience more than anything else that has allowed me to crystallize these four storms, because he was a casualty, actually. He was sunk in his life by those four storms all converging on him. So it's become very personal. But you talked about the opportunity. You see, my 15-year-old daughter can create a YouTube channel which can access almost 3 billion users if they choose to watch it. So at virtually no cost, a 15-year-old has command of communications now virtually to 40 or 50% of the entire world. It's quite a remarkable thing. And with the personalizing nature of technology, the very horsepower that is taking a lot of our young people down can actually be used for good. And so if we can create the type of content that is relevant, that carries Christian faith and values in a way that is attractive and high quality and stimulating to young minds, then we can use that same power that is impacting them negatively, use that same power for God, and we can do it quite quickly because we can get a message out extremely quickly with today's technology.
And we have to harness that technology, Jerry. I mean, we think about the power of radio. It's a very potent medium today as it has been for many years. Both of you know a whole lot more about this than I do when it comes to television. It's a powerful medium. But you're talking about technology advancing rapidly, and if we do not seize the future, like Christian leaders Ed Atzinger at Salem Broadcasting and Stuart Epperson, they had a vision for how to utilize Christian radio. David Maines in Canada had a vision for Christian television. People like that had a vision for how to harness those mediums in their epoch of time. Again, still powerful mediums today, but we're saying that if we do not harness technology, social media and the like in the future, we're going to drift into irrelevance as a Christian community.
Don Simmons' vision at Crossroads has coined a phrase, transmedia. And what I love about what Crossroads is doing, not just entering the U.S., the initiative that I have the privilege to lead, but really creating internet channels 24 hours a day to play to that 3 billion plus crowd that our internet accessed. Crossroads is doing that now. Harnessing that library of 9,000 interviews that's all being digitized as we work here today in Charlotte. I mean, the opportunity now is at a whole new zenith. The horizon has all changed. And I believe God is raising up in the church, just as we were with a businessman in Charlotte today, people that are sick and tired of where the country's going, of we're losing this young generation, and they want to do something about it. And Hank, that's why your ministry is so crucial, and your future expansion is so crucial, because your voice is needed. And Don talks about all ages at all stages, multiple media created content for transmedia.
We think about leaders like Chuck Colson. I remember coming back from China and talking about the persecuted church and the rapid growth of Christianity in China. And I was talking to Chuck about this and almost hyperventilating about the great growth of the church in China and God's move in the East. And Chuck said something to me that was very sobering. He said, yes, that is wonderful, but we cannot lose Western civilization. Western civilization has a heritage. It has a heritage of thousands of years. In the East, people are coming out of syncretistic religions. They're coming out of ancestor worship and a whole conglomeration of belief structures. And therefore, they come into Christianity, they have a lot of vibrancy, but not deep roots. We have the deep roots in Western civilization. We can't lose that. And that's really what your vision entails. It's saying, on the one hand, you can curse the darkness. On the other hand, we can build a lighthouse in the midst of the gathering storm.
And we must build a lighthouse in the midst of gathering storms, the perfect storm, as a matter of fact. Because the nature of a perfect storm is the convergence of storms, which creates such a multiplying effect that usually people get caught in it are casualties. And that's why we're not just applying rhetoric to our conversation here. We must enter the heart of that storm directly. And we'll do that with the power of God. It's a giant we're facing, but we face it with the power of God, and so he can take resources and multiply them. And I believe he'll use technology to multiply his message of love to peoples. It's interesting you mentioned the Chinese culture, because the problem we're talking about is not just protecting our own Western civilization either, because the internet is a great leveler globally. As a matter of fact, we had a delegation, I won't say what country, but from an Asian country, not necessarily a Christian country, who came to see us to ask how or what we would have to be an antidote to the messages from Western culture that were impacting their culture and their young people. This is not just something that's geographically limited, Hank. The internet carries these messages globally, and more the antidote here in Western culture will be used around the world also, because that's really the type of messages that need to be counteracted.
Don Simmons, CEO, Chairman of Crossroads Television in Canada, Jerry Johnston, Executive Director of Crossroads USA, thank you very much for your contribution.
And Hank, we need you. And I want to say on behalf of the body of Christ, just how important you are to all your listeners. I want to just say, not a greater ministry that's standing in apologetics worthy of our support. And we, on behalf of Crossroads, just say, keep on keeping on. We're with you all the way.
Thank you, my friend. And
thank you, Hank.
You got it done. Love your clear clarion call. It's a call to action. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember our information as we close the broadcast via the mail. It's Box 8500 Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The web, equip.org, and the phone, 888-7000, and the letter CRI. We do need your prayers and support. Please stand with us prayerfully and financially. It will make a difference, not only for time, but also for eternity.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Before we sign off today, here's our contact information. By phone, dial 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274. On the internet, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina. The zip code is 28271. Our prayer is that today's broadcast has equipped you to better defend your faith and encouraged you to pursue sound doctrine and godly living. Thank you for listening. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do." Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org.